Good morning, everyone, and welcome to day 5 of our 21 days to abundance and self-awareness. We're very excited about our call today because we're going to be doing a couple of different meditations. Obviously, the one that we start with that Gail so beautifully orchestrates, and then we're going to go right into the dollar exercise. So I want to make sure that all of you have your dollar bill, your bill in front of you, your paper bill in front of you, a pen and paper, as we will be going through an exercise that will require you to write. As always, if you are driving and listening to this, please do not do any closed eye meditations. Wait until you get home. Also, we'll be answering questions that we got yesterday via email and over the web. And so for those of you that have questions and are on the web, remember, it takes a few minutes for me to go through them, so go ahead and type those in so that I can see them for our question and answer period at the end of our teaching. All right, so good morning, Gregory and Gail.
Good morning,
Daniel.
Good morning, everyone.
And everyone.
All right. So, Gail, we'll just let you go ahead and get started.
All right, let's do it. Something to become mindful about is integration. We're facing and we're hearing from a number of people who are already experiencing big shifts in their life since we began. And, you know, it's very important to be patient and compassionate with the process of change so the results will be the most beneficial for everyone involved. Sometimes pushing the envelope is not always the best. The energies we're working with are very potent. I know some of you are really experiencing the depth of that. And today is a good day to allow the flow to integrate into our bodies, life, and spirit in the best way possible with grace and ease. So get into a relaxed position, hands and legs uncrossed, eyes opened or closed, of course, if you're driving, we've already been told about that, and just be in a place of what is most comfortable. And take your heart companion or your eye connect and hold it between your hands, much like we've been doing, with the earth face towards your left palm. And if you have an eye connect, hold it with the geometries facing your left palm. And, of course, if you don't have it yet, just feel the energies that we're sending your way. We will now set the conditions that the frequencies that we're working with are reaching each one of us deeply in a relaxed, easy, and compassion-filled way. The flow you are experiencing is inspiring your ability to manifest what you are ready for now. Your soul is in charge and is directing these vibrations to find the right relationship in your life. So now move your hands with the heart companion to rest at the heart. And as you take 3 cleansing breaths, notice the feeling of calm and balance. Take another breath. Greater coherence and inner strength is centering within you now. All is well as the geometric patterns create a new structure that takes you forward. Just focus now on gratitude, joy, and divine love. That's all you need. All the patterns are now being allowed to find their place in your life. Awaken your perceptions to notice the little things, serendipity, new signs that are tapping your consciousness. Listen to the voice inside and take note of your awakened reality with great pleasure. And in this state of grace, let's take a few breaths in preparation for sounding the tone VAM. Take a deep cleansing breath, and on the out breath, as you release the air, allow the sound VAM to resonate through you. VAM. Recognize the frequencies from the sounds we just toned flowing in your body, mind, emotions, and spirit. You remember them. You are feeling more and more centered in the heart. Just allow these vibrations of love to touch deeply. Allow your body to absorb the blessings and send them out to others and the universe. You are immersed in feelings of gratitude. In that spirit, let's sound the VAM sound 3 more times. And here we go. Your feet, let it flow down, allowing this flow to establish roots into Mother Earth and bless all beings and all life. So be it.
So it is. All right. That is beautiful. So what we want to do is I want you to stay in that state of, that beautiful state of just calmness. And remember to give yourself the gift of presence, for it is in the now that Source, Creator, God lives. It is in the now that we have the greatest opportunity to create the greatest shifts and changes in our lives. And so what I want you all to do now is to all get your paper bills. You should have them by now. And have your pen and paper ready as well. And just kind of, before we get started, just take a real, let's take 3 really deep breaths again. Just inhale. Exhale all the way out and let go of all the tension, all the worries, all the stuff that's keeping you from being present in the present moment. Breathe in. Exhale, breathe out. All the way out. And then one more time, breathe in, exhale. So now you should have this dollar bill or this paper bill. It could be a 20, a 50, a 100, whatever you feel comfortable with. You should have it in your hand now, and I want you to just kind of look at it. I want you to stare at it intently. Just stare at it intently. I want you to say to that bill that's in your hand that you've been staring at intently, silently say to it, I recognize you to be spirit, substance, and form. I recognize you to be spirit, substance, and form. And while you're looking at it intently, also tell it that you recognize that it is alive and conscious of itself. Now what I want you to do silently is tell it you are now transferring your subconscious thoughts and feelings about money to you. You are now transferring your subconscious thoughts and feelings about money to you. You're still intently looking at this bill. Okay, now in your mind's eye at this point, I want you to see a stream of flowing energy coming out of your solar plexus and totally saturating the bill. Now, you can feel or see the stream of energy flowing out of your solar plexus. Either way, whatever works for you. And it's just saturating. You're almost seeing this ball of beautiful yellow energy just saturating it. Now, to help you open the channels of communication, I'm going to give you some questions to ask your money. You'll silently ask the question and listen for the immediate response. I'm going to ask you to write those responses down. That's why I said we needed pen and paper. I'm going to allow you a few seconds to write your answers. but not long, because we want you to write the first thing that comes to mind. You can always go back later and spend a little bit more time with these, but I want you to practice listening to what the money says and writing the immediate response. Don't overanalyze it. Don't overthink it. Your first response is usually your right response. All right, are you ready? All right, let's take a deep breath. Inhale. Exhale. Here's your first question. How would you describe my attitude toward you? Remember, you're asking this about the questions to the money. You're looking at your money, which you have now saturated with your solar plexus, and you're asking it, how would you describe my attitude toward you? You want to write the first response. If you're thinking still, then you're thinking too much. How would you describe my attitude toward you? Just let it flow. Whatever came up is the right answer. How would you describe my attitude toward you? Next question. Do I fear you? And if so, why? Do I fear you? And if so, why? Remember to write your first thought. Don't think about it. Do I fear you? And if so, why? Something should be coming up. And if it's not, pay attention to the resistance. What's the resistance about? Do I fear you? And if so, why? First response. All right, next question. Have I ever abused you? And if so, how? Have I ever abused you? And if so, how? First thing that comes up, just start to write that out. You'll have time to go back after when you're re-listening to the audios to take more time to really dig into these questions. These are your thoughts or deep-rooted subconscious internal dialogue answers that should be coming up. Have I ever abused you? And if so, how? For this question, you're going to see a number. You're going to see a number on a scale 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest. Whatever number flashes in your mind's eye, that's the number you want to put down. Okay? How would I rate my integrity as it specifically relates to money? How would I rate my integrity as it specifically relates to money? What was the number that flashed in your head? Not the one you want there to be there, the one that showed up. Okay, next question. Do you feel I am a responsible person regarding money? Do you feel I am a responsible person regarding money? Your first response. do you feel I am a responsible person regarding money? All right. Now for the next question, it's the last one. I want you to listen to this open-ended question so that the bill can answer any question that maybe has not come up yet. So it's just going to be open-ended, and I'm going to give you just a little bit more time. Not much time, but a little bit more. This is the question. What other information do you have for me regarding my feelings and attitude towards you or toward money? What other information do you have for me regarding my feelings and attitude towards you? Again, you're looking at the money, toward money. Listen for the answer. Excuse me, I had to cough. All right. What other information do you have for me regarding my feelings and attitude toward money? Remember not to overthink it. Don't make anything up. Just what's coming up. I'm going to give you another 30 seconds and we're going to be done. You can always come back and go back over these questions as you see fit. Okay, now take a look at your responses, and it would have given you an inside view of your hidden feelings. Understand that as we go through on in the discussion of the principles of abundance, any negative feelings that you have will be transmuted through the power of positive energy of your new awareness, your understanding and knowledge of spiritual abundance, and even more so because we're working with these wonderful tools. And so that completes that part of our teaching for today, and I'm going to hand this over to Gregory. Oh, by the way, one more thing. The reason why we use money as a basis of this class is because money is energy, and the energy of money is 90% of the time related to your relationships to everything else. Your relationships, how you feel and see money is how you feel and see relationships too. We'll talk more about that as we go through the class, but I'll hand it over to Gregory. Good morning, Gregory.
Good morning, Daniel. It is so true how just the other day I was watching someone talk about reflexology, how all the parts of the feet are related to the whole body, how all the acupuncture points in the ear are related to the whole body. I mean, this is the way everything in this reality works. Every part is a small holographic representation
right.
of the whole hologram. So when we work on the little stuff, we take care of the big stuff. It's great. So today, I wanted to start talking about the important aspects of this statement for me is presence of source within me is my supply. And what it says just before that is consciousness of the presence. So what we're really talking about here in this sense is awareness. So how do you become more aware of that presence within you? How do you connect more to the supply of the energy within you? How do you become more proactive? And so Daniel's been sharing with you about the money and looking for pennies. That's one exercise to become more aware. And I want to share with you now a couple of other ways of tapping into that supply. And both of these happened about 40 years ago to me, one summer. The first one, I was walking with some friends next to a stream, and we came across this log. What it was a tree that had been growing up over the stream, and someone had about 10 feet out, 12 feet out from the bank, cut the end of the tree off. So I walked out to the end of the tree and stood there, and my two friends, you know, they took the bottom of that tree and they started shaking it. So I fell off and I fell into the stream. Now, I like to play games. I always love to play games. So I got up and I walked out to the end of the log, and they shook it and I fell off. So that became the game. Shake Gregory off into the water. And I did this a few times, and then something happened. I had this profound shift of awareness that instead of me being on the end of that log and them shaking me off with their hands, I started feeling the energy of what was moving that log coming from within me. So I felt my feet actually shaking, dancing, moving that log, causing that log to vibrate, and I was moving their hands with my feet. And when I shifted that perspective, I didn't fall off the log. I was no longer a victim in reaction to what was going on in my life. I was controlling my life. I was the one that was creating the situation, and then I didn't fall, and then I didn't lose. Life couldn't knock me over. It was me working with life, and that became very profound. It's like I saw the more responsibility that I took for everything happening in my environment, the more control I had over it. And so that's something to really understand in this world. The more responsibility you take for all the things going on around you, it's not like you get burdened by it, but literally you get freed up to the extent that you now see you can change your reality just by literally moving your perspective. The energy didn't change in the log. I just shifted the perspective of where it was coming from. And that's what this statement is about. Seeing that supply is within you. So right now, I want you to think about something that you'll be able to do sometime, maybe today or soon. I want you to start experimenting with feeling through the heart companion and through your heart, to listen to some music that is very calming and moving at the same time. So listen to some music sometime today that really moves you from that heart space. Feel it coming through your heart and start to dance with it, just the way I danced with that log. Move with it. Walk with it. Feel that music moving through your body, through your heart, and feel the field that's around you. Feel it expand. Feel it move outward. You're becoming bigger. You're affecting everything around you because you are the source. You are the center. This is an important part. You need to feel it all emanating from you, and you're feeling your coherence. That is, your field is becoming larger and more coherent. Coherence is something your heart companion can support you in becoming more aware of this field of coherence. It's a field that is consistent. It's a field that reflects your life. It is more solid, integrated, grounded. You feel this wherever you go. You're present with all of this. Take your dancing and movement into life with you, where you are practicing that energy flowing from the inside out through your heart. It's this presence that's talked about in this statement, the feelings that only exist in the present moment. That's what Daniel was speaking about earlier. The present moment, that's where presence exists. Double entendre, double meanings, triple meanings. It's all there, lapped over on itself. Because the presence of Source is your supply. So all of this begins within you. And then it spreads into your reality. You're going to start watching your reality change as your coherent field interacts with it. There's so much out there in the world that's scattered, that's incoherent. There's very little energy in that. So other people with a lot of anger, a lot of fear, a lot of stuff trying to interact with your life, they don't hold nearly the energy you hold. You hold a coherent field of love that always is more powerful than anything else. It's the power to form your reality. So now I want to share that same summer I said I had a couple of things happen to me. So here's another experience that was involving my consciousness. And so at that time, I was practicing a new meditation. And I had a friend who said to me one day, you know, have you ever had that experience that when you're dreaming, you start falling, then all of a sudden, wham, you hit and you wake up? And I of course, said, yeah, I know what you're talking about. He said, guess what? I discovered that if you start meditating when you're falling, you don't hit. And I went, oh, that's interesting. So, curiously enough, the next night, I started falling in a dream. And so I remembered what he had told me during the day in my dream. So I started meditating. And sure enough, I took off and I started flying. I never hit. And that was very exciting to me. But then, I mean, because then it's like, wow, I can use this meditation to do something in my dreams. And the next night, curiously enough, I was on a train, and I was being chased by some bad guys. You know, I didn't know what they looked like. I just knew they were chasing me, and I was running from one car to the next, running down the aisles trying to get away from whoever was chasing me. And then it hit me as I'm running through this train. I remembered the dream I'd had the night before. So here I am in a dream, remembering another dream, and remembering that if I meditated, I flew. So what I did right then in the middle of the train, I sat down and I started to meditate. What happened is the train dissolved. The negative guys dissolved. Matter of fact, all negativity in my dreams forever dissolved. That was the last bad dream I ever experienced, and that was 40 years ago. You see, consciousness is your awareness of presence, of Source within you, and you can carry that anywhere. You can introduce that into any situation. Here I was in a dream, supposedly a pawn of my subconscious. I changed it, and so can you. You have to change it, because if you are a victim in your dreams, if you're a pawn in your dreams to your subconscious, then you will continue to be a victim in your daydreams as well. The next time you dream, day or night, remember the heart companion on your chest. This is day or night, your daydreams too. Feel the support of that connection. Shift your dream. Shift your daydream. focus on your connection. Feel that love, and the dreams will start to change. The first ones may be the most difficult. It's like the four-minute mile for runners years ago. No one could break it. But once someone did, it started happening again and again all over the world. It's important to bring consciousness into every part of your life and every part of this illusion that we call our reality. It's an illusion because you can change it and you see the reality of the love behind it. The dream will stop controlling your reality as long as you bring the consciousness in and are aware of it. The next time you're in a dream, look down at your chest and see if you remember to wear your heart companion. And the surprise may be that it's the only thing that you're wearing.
Very nice. Wow. I love that. And going back to what you said, and I want to, when we're present, we create a different vibrational energy. When we connect to the eye connect, to the heart companion, we change the vibration that we may have been before we got aware of that, made that awareness that it's on. And I'm going to give you an example. I was sharing this with Gail and Gregory the other day. When I talked to them, I said, one of the things I have noticed about wearing the heart companion that has given me a sign that I am connected to my heart. Just because you have it on doesn't mean you're connecting to your heart. It just means you have it on. You got to work it. You got to work with it. It's a tool. And so I recognized that when I was vibrationally in alignment, and we're going to talk more about this as we go through the class, but when I was vibrationally in alignment with the heart companion and myself and Source, people recognized that I had the heart companion on. When I wasn't in alignment or I wasn't connected in all three of those areas, people didn't notice it. But as soon as I felt that sense of gratitude, there's two levels of vibration that are the highest vibrational energies that we can vibrate at, and that's love and gratitude. And when I'm connected to love and gratitude and I'm present in the moment, people go, oh, look at that beautiful necklace. What is it? But when I'm not, they don't see it. And it's interesting because that's what I'm vibrating at. It's that people are automatically going to start looking at you like, what's different about you? What's going on with you? But you got to do the work. It works if you work it, right? So I want to know from you guys. We have some questions we want to answer. I want to know from you, how many of you actually went out and looked for pennies yesterday? I want to share with you that yesterday, because I'm connected to my heart companion, I decided to walk to vote yesterday, which is about 2 miles. And as I'm walking, I'm seeing in my mind's eye that I'm going to find these coins. I say to myself all the time, they're here, I can feel them. I'm actually, if I actually talked out loud, people would think I was nuts. But in my mind's eye, in my brain, and silently I'm saying, I feel them. I just don't know exactly where they're at. I found 12 cents. I found a dime and 2 pennies on my walk. It was beautiful. And to me, it was a sign that day, and I put them in my journal. It was a sign of well done. Because I got out and voted. I didn't want to do it. I got out. Not only did I do it, I walked. I didn't drive. And so I got home, and I'm just kind of in that real high vibration of gratitude and appreciation and feeling good. And I get home, and in my mail that day, out of nowhere, I have a $50. I got a $50 gift card from Tommy Bahama, where I buy my clothes, to come and buy a new shirt for free. And I thought, wow, well, it's not for free because they're about $100. So, but I got a $50 gift certificate, and I'm thinking to myself, what a beautiful day. And every single one of us can experience that. Now, let me tell you something. This is about shifting your vibrational energy. This is about, as Gregory was talking about, is taking responsibility for what's in your life and how you see it. So I'm going to read the statement, and then we're going to go on to questions because I know we have some. Through my consciousness of Source Self, the element of spirit within, as my source, I draw into my mind and feeling nature. This is what Gregory was talking about. The very essence of spirit, the inward nature, the exercise on the money, is that we were looking for the inward nature. This essence, this inward nature is my supply, thus my consciousness of the presence of Source within me is my supply. Oh, and tomorrow we got a handful of stuff because we really get into, you know, and again, our relationship, how we do this class is how we do everything. We got to really pay attention to that. So if you have any questions about our class today, if you have any questions about the penny exercise, anything, please feel free to hit star 2. And those of you that are on the web, please feel free to fill it in. And I know Gail has a question that she wanted to answer this morning, so I'll hand it back to her.
Okay. Thanks, Daniel. And this is in relationship to what I started out with in the meditation, and that is the importance of integration. And I've gotten several emails from people talking about how powerful the Heart Companion is. And there was one particular email that I got yesterday afternoon that was very interesting because she placed the earth side on her chest when she got it. She had just gotten the Heart Companion. And I wrote back to her and I explained, you know, when I first got the Heart Companion, and here I was the one who was bringing through this information with Gregory, and I was excited about getting it and putting it on, and within about 20 minutes I went, I got to take this off. It is really vibrating. And so I listened to my intuition, took it off, and about a half an hour later, put it back on. And I went through several cycles of that until I aligned with the energy, and it really felt like I could handle it because I was upgrading my field in order to accept what this is really about. So so this person, she slept with it. She wore it to bed, and she awoke, at, this is really fun, at 1:11, 3:33 a.m., and 5:55 a.m., and for those of you who get into things like angel numbers and whatever, those are very interesting. And they really are, you know, getting back to noticing, really being alert and present. These are messages. This is telling us what's up, what our soul wants us to know. So, you know, definitely watch for this. The other thing, though, that she spoke about is that she woke up in a sweat, just drenched, and she asked if this is a detox. And yes, you know, our bodies are holding toxins, are holding energetic fields that are no longer appropriate for us. Heart Companion, iConnect, those tools are helping us to get back to remembering who we really are. And when I say remembering, it's like we are really bringing that vibrational pattern into our being. And so one of the things that can happen is different forms of detoxing, and it can show up in different ways. So my what my response is, you know, listen to your intuition. Really notice what's going on. If you want to slow the process down, you certainly can. Make sure that you're doing this in a way that really supports your whole being and everyone around you as well. One of my intents for this class for myself is that as I'm advancing into more abundance and self-awareness, that it comes in a way that is really generous to myself, that is healthy for me, that is, you know, in alignment in a way that feels good. Because oftentimes when we start moving into change, we create more stress in our lives, and we want the opposite of that. We want grace and ease. So just keep that in mind as you're working with your Heart Companion or any of the other tools, because they are really potent, and they will kick off all kinds of things.
All right. Does anyone have any questions? Please hit star 2 if you have any questions about today's class, about anything that has to do with the tools or any of the teachings. We'd love to hear from you. And if you're on the web, write it in. If not, that's okay.
Also, Daniel, you know, let's put it out to people that if they have something to share about some of the positive things that they're experiencing or some
absolutely
great aha moments.
We'd love to hear
that. And, you know, and I'm glad you brought that up. You know, we as human beings have the tendency of always looking for the big things. little things that could be happening that happened to me was vibrational shifts cause vibrational shifts in our body. When we have vibrational shifts in our body, our need for higher vibrational foods will be kind of emanating. So if you find yourself wanting to eat more salads or eat higher vibrational foods that have more nutrition in it, that's a sign that you're getting some shifts and moves underneath. They're very subtle, but they are shifts in your vibrational energy that's causing you to do something different. So pay attention. This is the whole reason why we're doing the penny exercise, about being present. We go through our day. 90% of the people get up in the morning. They brush their teeth, comb their hair, put their clothes on, take their kids to school, and before they even know it, an hour has gone by when they finally realize that they're driving back home or they're at work. They have no earthly idea that they're doing this automatically. They're not present. Their subconscious mind is literally running them. And so we want to be present. We want to be present for every moment of our lives so we can see the miracles of what's happening around us. So that was great. Thank you for bringing that up. All right, folks, it doesn't look like we have any questions today, so that's awesome. We hope that you all will continue to look for those little subtleties and the big things, and please do share them with us, because I know that people get a lot out of hearing others, hearing you, the participants, tell us your stories. And thank you for the emails that we've gotten, and thank you for the comments, the testimonials. Keep telling us. We'd love to hear that. That's why we're here to serve. So have a wonderful, wonderful day today and a wonderful evening for those of you in other parts of the world. Know, as always, that all three of us love you very much. We love you, and namaste.
We love you.
Love you. Namaste.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key.